What up, y'all? It's your boy Jay Herm. That's right, it's Friday night. You got your boy Trailer Park, Onstead, Elixir, and just so happens, this Friday night lands on Cinco de Mayo. And that makes it even special tonight. And let's go, Thuggalos. Let's have a good night.
Hey, let's go. What up, what up? You are watching the Thuggalo Show live Friday night. It's another big edition. We got 17 people up in the chat. I like that number. You know what it is? We cruising the barrio, Thuggalo style. We've been promoting this bitch all week. We are so, so excited for who we have tonight. The Juggalo world lives on the Thuggalo Show. The heartbeat of the community is right here. How is that tequila hitting over there, Elixir? You look like you was chugging that, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hitting a little heavy, but nah.
Hey.
Looking. He said I'm a little heavy-handed tonight.
It's Cabo, though. It's Cabo.
Hey, Onstead got the limes, bro. He coming proper with it. Yeah. Got the salt.
See, I'm bastardizing it. I'm just fucking Red Bull.
With a Red Bull?
Red Bull, man. Look, dude, I can't fall asleep, bro.
Hey, 100%, man. We representing for all the Thuggalos around the world right now, especially of Spanish descent. I'm talking the Latino, the Latinas, the Latinx, if you fuck with that persuasion, the Chicanos. Shout out all them motherfuckers, man. That's the real ones. And I'm wearing this shit. I ain't got no Mexican in my bloodline at all, bro. But I fucking love Spanish Juggalos. And I think Spanish Juggalos be some of the dopest people. We had the homie Acetone on. He's fresh as fuck. He's like the most Thuggalo ever. And tonight, we got the pinnacle of Thuggalo, Rude Boy, and DJ Carlito, man. I'm excited. We've been hyping it up all week. Onstead, how you feel about getting them on the show? We got them backstage. We about to bring them on. How you feel about it?
Man, when we knew Cinco was coming up, and you know, we've been talking about making a little Cruising the Barrio fucking little crossover for a hot minute now. And to finally get it together, man, this is fucking dope. It's amazing. To have an OG on... Come on now.
Hey, from the 505 to the 619, shout out New Mets, shout out Southwest Detroit, West Verner Ave, shout out East LA, San Antonio, Phoenix, San Jose. Where y'all at in the chat room? Onstead, bring them on. From the green room, here they are, the Barrio, Rude Boy, DJ Carlito. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. What's good? Thuggalos.
Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Hell yeah.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Man, like, let's be real. The fact that we got Cruising the Barrio on the Thuggalo Show is tremendous. But the fact that the stars was able to align to get y'all on here on Cinco de Mayo is huge.
Cinco? That's fucking fantastic.
So,
well, yeah, because, you know, like, right now, we took this time to sit with you and to talk with you. But you're cutting into our partying time, so.
Hey, man, that's real shit. That means the Thuggalo Show must be doing something right, man. If they're cutting into party time.
Hey, but Cinco de Mayo or not, every Friday night is party time. You know what I'm saying? Thuggalo Show, thank you guys for having us on.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out Cruising the Barrio. Hey, let's talk straight up about Cruising the Barrio. I listened to the last stream that you guys put out. Like, is that like a labor of love type situation that y'all just love putting out there into the culture all the time? Like, what is Cruising the Barrio like to a layman? Well, like, would you explain it?
Well, pretty much like we were on tour together, Carlito and I don't remember what tour it was, and we were on tour and we were in LA and we decided we were going to go adventure through LA and everything. And we noticed all of the young kids, especially the young Chicano kids on Whittier Boulevard and that whole area. They had their sweet ass lowriders, but they'd be jamming all of these oldies tunes. Like if you've ever seen Blood In, Blood Out, you know what I'm talking about, all that type of old school oldies. And we came back to Detroit and We went to a radio station here. It's called WHPR in Highland Park, Michigan, with the legendary, and I mean legendary, H.T. Henry Tyler and R.J. Watkins. These guys are legends in Detroit. They are like they're royalty, real straight up. And Carlito and I, we sat across from R.J. Watkins, who is the station, not only the station manager, but the owner. And we told them, hey, man, we got this great idea, blah, blah, blah. It'll be, you know, we'll gear it towards, because this is an all-black radio station. And we said we would gear it more towards, like, Chicano and Latinos so that, you know, they could, you know, boost up their ratings. Yeah. And he was like, have you guys ever worked in a radio studio before? And we looked at each other. We were like, hell yeah, we did. We never been in a fucking radio studio before, man. So anyway, he says, all right, then I'm going to give you guys a shot on Thursday. It was like 2:30 in the morning or something. It was something ridiculous. But anyways, and he said, you guys will run the board and everything. So I made sure that Carlito and I went into the studio early so he could watch the engineer fuck with everything so that we knew how to do our
show, the basics.
And man, I mean, that was back in 2009, and here we are all these years later, and we still do it. It's truly a labor of love. In fact, it's cost us a lot of fucking money to do it. But again, you know what? The response and the people, and man, we've had some cool fucking guests on there, man. You know, and you know, I'm a big Prince fan, and we had all of his people on at one point or another on the show. And we've had guys like Ray Parker Jr. all the way to Bone Thugs and Harmony and Esham. Esham came in.
Even like the Young Goats, you know, we had Hex come through. And I feel like from there, man, it was great to see Hex steamroll, you know, and that dude's running the underground now.
Hey, you want to know why? You want to know why? Because we sprinkled a little bit of that Southwest dust on him. And that's why. Sad. And I had already prophesied to the man when he came to do Chicano Fest, our very first one.
He headlined it.
And I told him, I said, man, your time is coming. It's coming soon. I'm telling you right now, stick with it. People are talking. I'm here and I'm listening. And he was like, for real, Rude Boy. I said, man, look, I ain't got time to blow smoke up your ass. I'm too old for it. And he was like, real shit. I said, yeah. And you know, now he's doing big things, man. Yeah, he's doing big things,
you know.
Main stage, you know, that's big. Oh, yeah. That's big, you know. And you know what, let me also say this. I also wouldn't co-sign on someone that I didn't believe in, and I think Hex is the shit. I think he's, you know, him and Ouija, they're the future of the underground. They're the future of the wicked shit. So, you know, it's time that we embrace that, you know, and let me tell you something, man. You know, I'm chapter 17 down to my fucking soul, man.
Yeah,
I'm saying it right now.
See, hey, I am on the subject of Hex. We played it at the very beginning of the show. Like you said, main stage, day one of the gathering this year. Hex is taking the stage at 8 p.m. He's going to rock that shit, bro. Shout out to Hex. I mean, and like you were saying about Chapter 17 being like the heartbeat of the community, the Thuggalo show is all about that. We try to live within that, bro. C-17 means a lot to us.
Real true. Yeah, man. We know, man. We're all up on the Thuggalo show, Shout out to you guys. Man.
We watch from a far away, but we watch everything and we watch everyone. Believe that.
And since it's Cinco de Mayo, man, I would be remiss if before we went any further, man, I want to shout out the Chicano Juggalos, man. Talking about Devereaux, talking about Hex, talking about me and Rude Boy, talking about Clay, man. You know, it's like a whole movement of Chicano Juggalos, man. It's dope.
It is, man. And you know, our brother Mosh Pit Mike is on a flight right now coming to Detroit for the Cinco de Mayo celebrations that is being put on by some really cool people, and we're real excited about it. And man, you know, like Carlito said, you know, shout out to all the Chicano juggalos out there, and you know, hey, I love when I'm at the gathering and I'm driving through on the golf cart and I'm looking around and you see every walk of life. You see black, white, Asian, you know, trailer trash, preppy people, you know. And let me tell you something, man, that just goes to show you that the juggalo world, you know what, everyone's welcome. And I've been hearing a lot about these so-called OG juggalos like treating the young ones like shit. And that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, because someone embraced you. Someone embraced you when you came to this movement. And that someone was us. So, I mean, come on, man. You know?
I think the phrasing on this show, we've said it. We've mentioned old head juggalos might not be the warmest when it comes to younger juggalos in the scene. But, like, I'm never hating on someone that's older than me. Like, I'm never looking at them like they don't know what they're talking about, because they're just as juggalo as me. It's just the definition doesn't change. It just evolves. You feel me?
And, gotcha. And the way that I feel about it is if the OGs are going to, like, gatekeep, then we're never going to evolve as a culture. And that's what we want to do, is keep the fucking juggalo culture fucking moving forward. And the embrace from the older community with the younger crowd. And that's what I like to think we are, is a little bridge right there.
Hey, Thuggalo Show facilitates that. Cruising the Barrio facilitates that. Developing a community of Juggalo facilitates the furtherment of the Juggalo culture. Now, Rude Boy Carlito, I definitely want to talk about big time wrestling here tonight, but you guys threw us some props. You said, hey, we aware of the Thuggalo Show. We be watching from afar type shit. Well, I be watching Cruising the Barrio from afar, and I watched the recent stream. I watched the recent, you know, stream that y'all was talking about. Rudy, is it true that you're an avid, like, bingo aficionado?
You caught me on one of my drunk nights, which is every night at Cruising the Barrio. But man, I went to bingo with my friend, man, and I lost my mind. But let me tell you who the real fucking bingo aficionado is.
Okay. Yeah, I get down.
This motherfucker, man, we go to like these fucking, you know, these little festivals and fairs, and they have like bingo cards for like 50 cents. So you win like $2 when you bingo. This guy jumped up like he just won the fucking lotto.
Hell yeah. That's Thuggalo shit right there, right?
That's a whole ass bingo right there. What you mean?
You go there, play some 50 cent bingo, drink some $2 beers. Shit, you're good for the evening, man.
That's a Father's Day tradition for you two, correct?
It sure is, man. Wow, you are doing your homework, man. Yes.
Hey, man, I know what I'm talking about, player.
That is so true. Yeah. Let's go. Everyone that read that in my book, they were like, man, is that for real? I said, man, it's so true, man. It's a Father's Day tradition for us.
Real shit.
My book, My Life, The Funhouse, The Rudy Hill Story, available at Amazon.com right now.
If you got Amazon Prime, buy that book, free shipping, and read that bitch.
In fact, I challenge all the Thuggalos out there right now, repeat Thuggalo after me.
Challenge.
Right. Repeat after me.
Okay.
Ready? Alexa, order me Rudy's My Life, The Funhouse. At Amazon.
Yo, Woody Woo was watching this stream at his house, and his Alexa done bought it. He's like, what?
Yeah.
What? Cruising the Barrio. We talked about bingo. I want to talk about the other side of the coin. Is in this same recent stream, Rudy, you talked about how Cruising the Barrio gets down playing classics. How do you feel about modern hip-hop?
Modern hip-hop? Well, let me tell you something. You know, there's... And I never want to sound like that old man. Get off my grass, you know, all that shit. I walked to school in 10 feet of snow. I don't want to be that guy. However, there is a lot of fucking garbage out there right now. But there's also some real innovators, some motherfuckers who are like on that next level. And it's like, you can't deny them. And me being an older man, I try to listen with an open mind, you know, because someone had to listen to our stuff with an open mind. And I try to do the same. I never discourage any of my kids not to listen to any of that stuff because they've already made up their minds on what they love. But I think of guys like, you know, and he's not really like, I don't know if you consider him modern or whatever, but one of my favorites is J. Cole, man. You know, yeah. J. Cole puts it down, man. You know, I think, you know, his lyrics are the shit. I think, you know, I'm not into the mumble rap bullshit. I'm not into the fads. When you think of hip hop artists from 2023, right now, as we speak, I challenge you to tell me five rappers, current rappers, that we'll hear of from 10 years from now.
Interesting. I will say this.
I mean, nobody gives a fuck about Soulja Boy, homie.
Hey, I will.
Well, you ain't trying to buy the Soulja game, though?
I respect that you didn't, like, insult in your answer. Like, you were saying, hey, it's not for me. I don't like it, but I'm not insulting their art.
No. Hey, you do what you do. You make your money, you know, and you know, as long as you ain't hurting nobody, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
And to me, like, I don't know, man, I got a whole different take, you know, whether it's new or old, if it's fucking dope, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? If it's whack, it's whack.
I was curious, Carlito, Rudy was saying J. Cole. Is there a favorite rapper you have from, like, the mainstream right now?
Man, that's a toughie. I love J. Cole, of course, man, as well, but...
It's a cold world, dog.
It is a cold world, but, I mean, really, honestly, I'm just always bumping Ouija, man. That's my shit, bro. Like, really? I know, you know, that ain't the fucking mainstream, but homie's on his way. He's on his way right there, man, and... He's fucking holding the Juggalo flag, you know, the Thuggalo flag.
Right. Let me also say this to all you fucking haters out there. You, man, you wish you were on Ouija's level, man. That's all the world is talking about. The underground is talking about is Ouija. So before you feel as though you're going to attack him and Chapter 17, man, you might want to put that shit in check because y'all ain't did nothing. Zero.
Facts.
Zero.
Right.
You haven't did shit. We're real talk. And you know what? I watched the grind from Ouija. I watched it with my very own two eyes.
Same.
And you know what, man? I give the brother the props he deserves, man. And he fucking deserves them, man.
And he earned them.
He earned them, and he's still earning them because he's still the hardest working artist in the business by far.
Yeah,
That's one of the things that we highlight here, too, is the way that that man grinds and works and fucking works his ass off. It's very reminiscent of fucking Jay and Shaggy from back in the day with how their grind was, too.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, real quickly, I need to make a quick shout-out. Shout-out to my homegirl, AEW star, Nyla Rose, who's watching us right now. Yeah, Nyla, what's up? What's up, Nyla? AEW, baby. We'll see you Wednesday in Detroit.
For sure. And, hey, I got to give a shout-out to my homie. It's his birthday right now. The one and only Miklo Lee, a.k.a. Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee.
Happy birthday, brother.
Bobby Rocks, happy birthday, man.
It's crazy you mention Nyla Rose. Bro, I've been, like, hitting her up, like, ask Tony Khan if he'll let you come on the Thuggalo show type thing. Like, Nyla Rose is a Juggalo, and I know that.
Yes, she is. And she just texted me. She's watching.
Wow. Hey. Nyla, shout out. Thank you.
Yes.
Rudy, she's
a good friend of mine, and we booked her way before anyone was booking her. Anyone. We were booking her in Detroit way before then. And I had already seen that she had talent. I already seen it, you know. And she's one of my favorite wrestlers in the world.
Oh, Nyla's a beast. A beast. Love Nyla Rose.
Native beast.
She's a native beast.
T to stay on the topic of wrestling, everyone knows, Rudy, that you were in the Backyard Wrestling video game. Do you get royalties from that game to this day? I was curious.
Well, look, no, I don't get royalties from the game. All right. No, I don't get royalties from the game, but the royalties that I've earned from that game are, you know, you can't put a price on it, man. Forever. Wherever I go in my lifetime, I have been immortalized in two video games, man, and that's pretty fucking cool, man, you know. And I take that to heart. Was the money good? No, but you know what? Sometimes it's not always about money, you know. Sometimes you want to leave your mark, you know. And I can't tell you how many times we'll be at, you know, this replay or one of those game stops or whatever, and someone comes up and says, man, that's you, the guy in Backyard Wrestling. Even now, today, and I'm, wow, you know, I'm tripping. And my son, the Cisco Kid, Santana, he's usually with me, my 11-year-old, and he's like, man, people still know you, Dad. I'm like, hell yeah, they know me, man. Shit.
Hell yeah, that's lit, man. Not everyone's in a video game, bro. That's beautiful, man. Because true. Like you said, it immortalizes you forever. You will always be the Rude Boy in the Backyard Wrestling video games. And
absolutely. Now, shout out to Kevin Gill for that, for really making that all possible, man.
100%. I do got to say, like, that was distributed in Walmart. So, like, some kid in Iowa don't know nothing about Juggalo probably.
That's where he found his Juggalo. And his Juggalo shit right there.
Right. He became a Juggalo playing the Rude Boy in the video game, not knowing nothing about Insane Clown Posse.
Listen, we need a remaster of Backyard Wrestling. It's like, to
run it back.
Oh, man.
A new one. Run it back. Hey.
That would be awesome, man. So, hey, make the check out to Rudy Hill.
Hey, run it up. Hey, let's talk about international big time wrestling. Yes. Is there a show tonight or is it Sunday?
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Yep. Okay. Saturday, tomorrow we're heading up to Saginaw, Michigan, and man, we're bringing all the stars of international big time wrestling: Mosh Pit Mike, the World Heavyweight Champion Congo Kong, the Women's Champion Big Mama. Man, we got a stacked card for both days.
Revenge of the Nerds, man. Yeah. The Tag Team Champions, man. The Amazing Nate match and one of the hottest on the independent circuit.
Atlas Hightower.
Man, Atlas fucking Hightower, man. And it's going to be awesome, man. And we're going to be bringing a different show for each day, because the following day, like Carlito said, we're going to be in Detroit, Southwest Detroit. And that's going to be a big one, too. So, you know, you don't want to miss it. That's for sure.
Is that Xavier Walker versus Congo Kong? Is that where that's happening?
That was last year.
That happened last year. Yes.
Yeah, but this year it's because Congo Kong has had the title over 1 year now.
Yep.
So we'll see if he could keep it this weekend.
And he's wrestling Atlas Hightower. Yep.
Yep.
You can check out all of our old shows, past TV tapings if you go to ROX-TV. Yes. Go check it out, man. Look for The Fix. That was our weekly television show. Look for the pay-per-views we did. And, you know, like I said, we got so much going on. If you're a wrestling fan, you go to ROX TV, you'll fucking lose your mind. And you ain't got to spend a bunch of money like Fight TV.
Yep.
Did I say that?
Or there's Fight TV. There's, like, Title Match Wrestling. There's other collectives that do a similar thing. But, I mean, ROX TV is...
But ours is free.
Right. It's Juggalo certified. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a stamp of approval when it comes to ROTS TV, you know, as a platform.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Good point.
So if you're a Juggalo, yeah, like Rudy said, definitely look into ROTS TV. I think on YouTube it's spelled like ROXXTV, correct?
No, it's we changed it from that. It's ROX-TV. Yeah, we didn't want people thinking it was porn.
But the ROXXX is coming soon.
Only fans, perhaps.
I'm gonna start directing movies.
I'll support it, bro. We've had some porn stars on the show. We're having a porn star on the show tonight after we chill with you guys and let you get back to partying.
Oh yeah. Shit, I want to chill with the porn star, man. What's the Cinco de Mayo is that? That'll be next year too. So what's up with this stripper?
Hell yeah, 100%. We are on the Thuggalo Show right now having a blast. We got the Rude Boy, DJ Carlito, cruising the barrio, pulled up on the Thuggalo Show. Elixir, can you believe it, dog? This is real? Pinch me, player.
I know, right? I know it's already been said before, too, and I just want to touch on it again. But, like, the passion in fucking Rude Boy when he talks, man, I love it. And it's, I mean, I can listen to you all goddamn day. Like, especially like when you host like the events at the gathering and shit, man, it's just top notch.
Yeah.
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, it's top notch, dog.
No. Those. Oh, okay. No, I thought he said yeah. Okay. I you cut out for a second.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for those awesome words, man. That means a lot to me. You know, when I host at the gathering. You know, like, it's more than me just going out there and seeing a bunch of people in a crowd, because I've done that all of my life. But when I look out in that crowd at the gathering, especially, there's like a something that comes over my soul. And I look around and I see people that I watch them grow up from little kids to now adults to now bringing their kids. And it just warms my heart. And you know what? Hey, I said tonight was all about truth, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. And the truth is, there ain't a fucking better host on that stage than the man that's sitting right here. And his name's Carlito.
Hey. Nice one. Hey, let me bring this up. Rude Boy, you faced Violent J in his retirement match at the 2019 Super Gathering of the Juggalos. Take me
through my retirement match, yeah.
And your retirement match as well, correct. Take me through that. We saw all the promos leading up to the match, the crazy spot with the fire. Bro, take me through that whole process, please.
Let me tell you something. Out of you know, I've been involved in wrestling now going on 32 years. And let me tell you something. I've been blessed to be in there with some of the greats: Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, Honky Tonk Man, Kamala, Necro Butcher, the great Madman Pondo, you know, Abdullah the Butcher, of course. But let me tell you something. One of the coolest things was that whole program that we did for the Gathering of the Juggalos, and the vignettes and the interviews and the promos and this and that. And man, look, listen to this. This is a real story. Carlito was in the hospital. Okay, Carlito they were freaking out. Something was wrong with them. Anyways, I told him, I says, Carlito, man, take my phone. Let me get in that hospital bed, man. And we're gonna shoot a vignette. We're gonna shoot a promo on Joe.
Always working.
He took off his fucking hospital gown. I put it on, and I got in the bed. I got in the bed, and I'm cutting this promo. Then his doctor walked in on us. He's like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
But you gotta live the gimmick, man. You gotta live this shit, bro.
But of course, everyone knew that Shaggy would be in Violent J's corner,
right?
And everyone knew that Carlito would be in my corner. But the problem is Carlito's not a manager. He does he's muscle, but he's, you know, not too much brains. But no. But I had to go and I had to find the very best in all of wrestling, the great manager, the quintessential stud muffin from ECW. Joe Gertner was my last manager in all of wrestling, and he was right there side by side with the enforcer, the one and only DJ Carlito. And I gotta tell you something, man, the whole time, again, looking at the Juggalos and everyone was on their feet, everyone was happy. It was just a magical moment. And me and Joe Bruce, we started our wrestling career on the same day, and we ended it on the same day. And it was magical. And I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. I'm a very blessed man to be able to do that with one of my best friends.
In front of thousands of juggalos, too. Right. Like, that's the perfect ending to a career right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, like, despite all the blood, the chairs, the weapons, like, it still was a beautiful moment at the end, I thought.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, did we lose connection? Oh, damn.
Surprise.
What's going to happen, we're going to remove them off the screen. I'm going to contact them, and we're going to get them back. We're not losing the Barrio, y'all. No. Shout out to everyone in the chat watching.
Cinco, y'all.
See, that was just a tip. That was just the tip of the interview, you guys. Like, of course it wouldn't be a Thuggalo Show stream if something didn't happen, so.
Do a Jay Herm checkup. Where's Jay Herm?
Jay Herm is over here working. He's been the one working all the fucking, the whole cam work and everything tonight. He's been working that fucking mouse tonight.
Yeah, shout out to Jay Herm. I want to shout out to the chat. We got Christina, Connor, Juggalo95, Wukonda, Connor, Juggalo95, Lil Taffy, Lady Chaos.
Davey Scorsese, the fucking ticket winner. This man fucking ran the gauntlet on, Zach last week and fucking won.
Yeah, the phone sideways don't work on
Tony seems to
garlic.
Think that it was rigged, too.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to everyone in the chat. I see Complex Mothra. Oh, yeah. We were doing
Complex Mothra is secretly TPC, by the way. They are like doppelgangers, if you guys haven't paid attention.
But then I don't have curly hair.
For a little bit.
I don't wear a Hawaiian shirt. I got that one.
First time I seen Complex, I was like, damn, is that TPC? What's going on here? And then I was like, oh, there's no clout goggles. It's
haven't
not
had
him.
A beard in a while. Don't have curly hair. I don't know. I just never got that one,
the
bro.
Beard, yeah.
Hey, 100% though, Rude Boy, Carlito, I hope your internet just didn't. Or maybe they went to party. They did tell us we were cutting into their party in time.
That is
maybe,
true.
Maybe they gave us a stern 30 minutes and we're like, bro, like, we're.
Like, they said they had a timer over here and was like, oh, damn, time to go.
Do you guys have any memories?
Car?
Well, I think we should wait for them to come back if they do.
Oh,
do you have any memories of playing Backyard Wrestling on stuff?
Oh, my God, bro. I haven't played that game in forever, but I remember being about fucking 14, 15, playing that shit. What was it, PlayStation 2, right?
I do believe so.
They had it on Xbox 2, yep. I had it on PlayStation 2, and of course, you know, I was always Jay, but that's... That was me, because, you know,
right.
I'm a Jay fanboy, so it is what
well,
it is.
I've contacted the Barrio. We haven't, they haven't read the message yet. I'm thinking, like, the phone died. I'm thinking it's a phone died situation,
phone
bro.
Dies.
I'm thinking the phone died, because, like,
how many times have we had to do that?
Yeah, that's real shit. But, hey, I just want to say, if they can't return, bro, thank you to Rude Boy and Carlito. Like, shout out Darby O'Trill in the chat. I want to say thank you to the Rude Boy. Thank you to DJ Carlito for giving the Thuggalo Show the time of day. We were having a bomb-ass time.
Yeah, that was a great conversation.
I think the Barrio burner phone done died. You feel me? Damn. Shout out to the Barrio. Anyone in the chat, if we can bring them back, is there anything that you'd like to ask? Because, like, bro, Rude Boy, speaking, like, we use the term old head to the point I think people think it's an insult.
It's not a disrespectful term at all.
It's not. No.
It's
it
just people, yeah, 100%. Old school juggalos are like fucking OGs, and that's what an old head means, is like OG status. That's all that means. There's nothing disrespectful to any old heads. Fuck, dude, I'm about to be 31 at the end of this month. I'm
exactly,
almost considered
right?
a fucking old head at this point.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's all in the eye of the beholder, really. It's just, like, I mean, I don't really consider myself an old head either, even though, you know, fucking... 99 is when I fucking got down, you know what I mean?
Damn, son, you old!
See, here's the thing. I'm 27
35,
years old.
35, motherfucker. I'm
yeah,
the oldest
see,
of besides
yeah.
Jager.
I'm 27, but bro, I feel 40. I feel like I'm seasoned. I know a lot for my age. I feel like I'm a little above my grade sometimes. But at the end of the day, bro, I don't have any hate. Just because, like, somebody's a juggalo and they don't like the newer shit or the newer mixture, it doesn't invalidate who they are. They still fucked with Riddlebots hard. They still fucked with Ringmaster hard. Their opinions are not invalid. TPC is 57 years old. You're getting close, Darby.
I don't think it matters, like, your age.
No, it doesn't matter.
As long as you represent the culture, that's all that fucking matters at the end.
Jimmy Metal is 36. Hey, everyone drop your age in the chat. I think what they're trying to do...
While you're at it, drop your social security numbers.
Drop your social security number, the back of the credit card.
Let me get the... Yeah, that's right. The three on the back is good.
Yeah.
Just 100%. Kidding. Don't do that.
I think we'll do Trash or Fire, and we'll run it back with them when they get back. Exactly, what is this week's Trash or Fire? That's a good idea.
Oh, y'all, you should already know this.
No, not one, friend. Here we go. Hang on. We got it. Here we go.
What is this week's Trash or Fire? Trash.
Motherfucking tequila, bitches.
Tequila. This week's Trash or Fire is tequila. It's Cinco de Mayo. I want to say happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone in the chat. Sound off. Trash or Fire. I'm going to say it like this. I don't like tequila. I do not like it. Trash for me.
Ooh. That was a stern trash.
It's just part. I like alcohol occasionally, but tequila specifically is a trash for me. It makes me feel like shit. I never have a good time. It's a trash.
I see fires in the chat, man.
I knew
Thunderlo was going to fuck with it. Hey.
If, and this is a rare occasion that I'm not drinking Jaeger, I do get down on some tequila. A fucking sunrise, man. Come on.
All the tequila.
That's
sunrise.
What I'm doing a play on that tonight. So
right.
Yeah.
Grapefruit.
Mine
Zitro
is actually.
Zitro says with the worm. With the worm for Zitro.
I had that. Okay. So. What are you saying? You saying, Elixir, what are you saying? Fire?
I'm going to say fire.
All right, so I got a little bit of a story myself. So, like, I've only drank tequila a few times. This is probably my third or fourth time drinking tequila. My first time drinking tequila was a 20-year-old fucking tequila with the worm still in the bottle on my 21st birthday. All right, I didn't eat the motherfucker because I was dumb. I was already fucked up. But I'm going to say it's a fire in my book. I don't drink a lot, so what does Jay think?
Oh, it's fire. It's trash. It's trash.
So we're split on the screen.
Oh, we're split. It's See, trash. Okay, this is where we bring in the page of the week, probably, right? Ooh. We bring in the page of the week, but I'm sending this person. May have been revealed on social media. If you follow the Thuggalo Show on social media, you probably already know who it is. But we got
you
a dope
be
ass.
Should be following us on social
oh,
media.
Oh, bro, you're going to continue to follow this right. page of the week. I promise you, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I want to make an update considering the Rude Boy and DJ Carlito. I think their phone died, bro. I think straight up they was on a phone. Their phone died. I don't think they meant to dip out because I think the shit, you know.
They're waiting for the porn star to come on screen.
That's
what it is.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with a bit of a thing right now, but we plan on bringing Rudy and Carlito back if we can. I'm contacting the page of the week right now.
But, I mean, if Carlito and Rude Boy don't show back up, expect them back in a future fucking, in a future
chapter
100%, because that conversation was too good to let go.
The energy that Rude Boy has, like Elitzer said, he was like, bro, your energy is infectious.
And I have so many questions about, like, a young fucking Joe Bruce that I just want to pick his brain about, man.
I know.
Well, speaking of Joe Bruce, I think the entire Thuggalo internet has been very, 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 very hot recently. And when it comes to our little corner of the internet, we put out there this week that Violent J will be on the Thuggalo show. And I'm here to tell y'all this. It's not fucking cap! It's not cap. I know we posted it on May 1st. The motherfuckers were like, April Fool's was last month. Like, I'm coming at y'all on some real shit. Violent J plans on being on the Thuggalo show tomorrow, and the carnival will work its magic. Violent J will be here tomorrow, y'all, on the Thuggalo show. That shit's gonna happen. Technical issue or not, it's gonna happen. Shout out to Violent J, though,
there was a lot of motherfuckers that were just straight up like didn't even hesitate. Were like, oh shit, congratulations.
Of course.
And all
no,
that
no, no,
shit.
No.
They believed 100% in us that we could fucking get him on and not be capping.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people in our corner. Obviously, I'm spotlighting people that don't, you know, they're oppositions and this and that. I am just going to say this while we have the opportunity to say it because, you know, the Thuggalo show, we do our format. We do it the way we do it. We don't have a lot of room and wiggle room to do it, but, you know, we're Rude Boy and Carlito dipped out, and I'm kind of filling time until the page of the week comes up. But it's big news, though. The Violent J coming on the Thuggalo show is huge for not only the Juggalo world, it's huge for Juggalo U2 specifically, because to my knowledge, outside of Faygo Lovers and platforms within, out of Juggalo reach, such as No Jumper, Kevin Gill is on the inside, so that's very different. Finn McKenty is a huge channel about punk rock music. These are all outlets that are super official compared to the Thuggalo show. Not saying that we ain't official, because like the views say something else, but there's a lot of heart in this show. There's a lot of pride in this show, and this show is very, very fucking dope. And if Violent J wants to come on here, I think that speaks volumes. So for everyone in the chat that's been here since day one, I want to thank you. To everyone that's not always in here, I want to thank you for pulling up tonight, because it is a dope show with the Rude Boy and DJ Carlito on a Cinco de Mayo. And they did pull up. They just fucking...
Yeah, they did.
Davey, your gathering ticket, man. I know you're fucking loving and basking that you won the Thuggalo trivia last week. And it's just been a nice time to be a Thuggalo. Ouija Mac, let's go ahead and talk about some of the news, bro. We announced at the beginning of the show, Hats will be on main stage on night one. How do you guys feel about that shit?
I mean, we were talking about it a little bit backstage, and we were like, was it night one or night two? So, I mean, how do you feel about it being the first fucking night of the gathering, though?
I think it sets the tone. I think Hetz is like, bro, he's going to light the stage on fire. Chapter 17, we got the new album that Hetz...
Yes!
That we knew it was coming. Like, it wasn't a matter of, you know, if an album was being done. We knew an album was in the works. We have a name now. We know that Hetz will be performing at the gathering at a said time. And speaking of big shit, bro, Ouija Mac went on Twitter and was like, hey, y'all like Detritus? Well, a new music video from Detritus is coming out very soon. I'm speculating Well Wicked will be the music video. What is your speculation, Onsted?
Clown Love, baby. I think it's Clown Love. That's what the fuck I'm hoping for, because I could see that one being the video specifically.
I want and hope to God that it's Look Back, but I can see it being Clown Love as well.
It's got that vibe.
Look, honestly, I think that if Detritus was the gathering release, Clown Love would most definitely be the gathering.
Oh, I agree with that.
For 100, that's 100%. That would be the fucking gathering video. So I could see it. I could see it having a music video, but I just love Look Back so fucking much.
Right. That's one of I'd probably say that that's the group song that we've all like drawn ourselves to.
Right now. Yeah, definitely.
Did y'all check out Shaggy 2 Dope's new single, Illuminati Don't Want Me?
The Illuminati Don't Want Me.
That shit is hard. They want my cold, dead body, bro. Jugging ain't a hobby. Hey, shout out to the Shaggy Show. I will admit, early on into the Shaggy Show, we were so deep in the woods with Thuggalo Show that it was kind of hard to put all of our energy into this and peep that. Because of the way he platforms, it's like he just gets in front of the camera, kind of like we do, and he just, you know, has a dope fucking time, and Manny's over there reading a book, and it's fresh. But lately, I have had the time to, like, really watch the Shaggy Show, and it's fucking dope, man. I'm glad he's, like, doing what hilarious. He wants to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad he's doing what he wants to do.
And with him and Manny, man, that combo is pretty fucking fire, I'm not gonna lie. Manny's hilarious himself.
Shout out Manny. Shout out Tots Hit on the Cinco de Mayo evening. Shout out to you guys. Definitely going to happen in the future. We will make that happen. Let's talk about some news. I know we got some photos that we can throw up for this. We got this is very special. The Flowmaster Rap Battle was announced this week. But on Twitter and social media, it was an image of our homie, Will Gates.
Will Gates.
Will Gates was the image, bro. How fresh is that? Can you win gold at the gathering? Hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure with him being on the fucking promo right there, that that man wins already. He won the gold.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Is there any speculation to, like, would any member of the Thuggalo show try to freestyle and get up on that bitch?
Oh, Trailer Park, didn't you already say that you were going to pull up and be there?
I would, bro. I think me and Will, if we just played the song Pills
just play the song.
Yeah, we just played. It would go up. We wouldn't come in last place. you know.
But is that really a freestyle?
Hey, maybe at the parking lot party we get that.
There you go.
Rare appearance from TPC on stage type shit.
You gotta have the last music video for the fucking song after we're done.
Oh, bro, 100%.
There's the Gathering music video right there. It's Pills by Trailer Park Cinderella.
Shout out to you, Jello, the GoPro. It's good to see you in here, homie. I remember getting my nose bloodied at Juggle, Ohio, and you're like, bro, it looks bad. I was like, facts.
Yeah.
Okay, the page of the week was, like, in contact with me 30 minutes ago, and now not. Rude Boy and Carlito, I think, oh, man, it's like one of them Android phones, bro. It's just not going to charge very quick,
fucking,
you know?
The show is just falling apart. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
We can carry
That was always the issue I heard with Juggalo show. It's like, man, they rely on guests too much. It's gonna get to a point, bro, where you're gonna run out, bro.
No, then we just drink some fucking more tequila.
And talk shit.
See, the thing about the tequila is how much tequila affects the show with Jay tomorrow. You know what
I mean? I gotta drive 3 hours to this man's house in the morning.
I don't want to undersell the fact that Violent J coming on the Juggalo show. I'm not, like, trying to act like it's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. And I'm very excited, and I think it pays. It's a testament for a lot of ops that don't like the Juggalo show to be like, damn, I guess they doing something. Because I saw a lot of support online this week of congratulations, da da da. And I'm like, hey, let me win the Super Bowl first. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the practice.
We're at the, like, fucking playbook. We're at the, like, 90-yard line right now.
It's just one of those things where it's dope. Yeah. 100%.
What was it? You don't like people that say big things coming, but you know what they say.
But see, here's the thing about big things coming. It's because when we say we're going to do something, we do it, and we do it right then and there. I just feel like there's a lot of people who say big things coming, and like a year or two has went by, and it's like, okay, drop the album, dog. I'm like, okay.
And then they put out a mixtape.
And then they put out mid-quality shit. Hey, Jake Jekyll, so, chat. Bon Jovi.
Let's go. Continuing with the gathering announcements already, what about the laser tag? What y'all think about that one?
I heard Lil Taffy put in for that, and I didn't hear anybody throwing that out there. I think that's straight up a Lil Taffy original idea that they ran with. No joke.
Right? I know she had a whole list of stuff that she put in.
Yeah, too, she had a whole ass, like, five fucking ideas.
Right? I mean, what else was going to make it in?
Laser tag, bro, I'm going to just be real. I'm just too out of shape for that shit. Like, if I was about 15, like, I'd probably be down there, you know.
But listen.
Do you think it's going to be like the haunted house where it's like just like a section?
It'll be better.
Is there going to be a haunted house this year, you think? Because I didn't even peep it last year.
I don't think it'll be there. I think that was a last year thing. But
I just didn't have nobody go in with me. I'm like, I don't want to, like, kids. Yeah, I knew it was probably going to be kind of lame or a little bit lame. But, I know my man won't go in with me, so.
Nah, because I, like, had the reflexes and just, like, whoop, fucking swung on somebody. But, speaking on that laser tag front, you can find me with a head full of maybe mushrooms, maybe playing some laser tag someday. So pull up on me and shoot me with a motherfucking laser, because it'll be dope. So let's get down.
You also have the Queen of Cheats contest. Now, the Queen of Cheats contest, the reason why I bring that one up specifically is because I have been in contact. When they announced this on the Instagram, I put, like, Queen of Cheats as a Juggalo. You know how we do. We do that little gimmick that we do. Well, this one particular Juggalette responded to me and said, like quotations, me, as in she's already Queen of Cheats. She's claimed that she's already won the shit. And I said, do you want to come on Juggalo show in the future and, like, claim that, like, lay down the gauntlet that she doesn't want it. She's just defending the title type beat.
Well, there was a Queen of Cheeks last year, now if I'm not mistaken.
Now, maybe she won it last year.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it could be her. I do remember Stoney was watching it.
I didn't go with him.
I was standing in the tattoo line for Miss Queen of Cheeks. Now, I'm not gonna front when I seen a lot of fucking 2 liter bottles in butt cracks.
Yeah,
and I'd be fronting if I didn't say it wasn't quality material. And it kept me distracted from the 85-degree heat that was fucking baking us in the tattoo line.
For the how many hours?
Fucking 6 hours or some shit? Dude, 7 hours? All day?
Yeah. Yeah, I do not look forward to the heat. From the line. I don't look forward to the heat. I remember last year was so hot, bro. It was like the hottest of hot. And then it rained, so the mud is like the muddiest of mud.
Last year, muggy.
Yeah, last year was a fucking trial and tribulation sort of situation, dog. It was just a lot, you know, like,
Shout out to the ninjas that lost the key fob to their car in the mud. I hope to God y'all found that, because I went out to the car 3 different days, and they were out there looking for that key fob in the mud.
Real shit. Everyone in the chat, I'd like y'all to comment your area codes. I don't know if there's any Chicano Thuggalos out there, but please, like, let us know that you're watching and supporting. Because, like, I've said this before when we did the Acetone show, the fact that there's, I think the stigma we've talked about before, the stigma is that Juggalos is, like, low-income, white trash people,
white,
and that's it.
Yep.
There's black Juggalos. I've talked to many black Juggalos. There's Hispanic Juggalos. There's Japanese Juggalos. And it's dope, and it was very important for the Thuggalo show that we got together tonight. Bring on Rude Boy and DJ Carlito. And people know, but I definitely like want other people and other outlets to understand that it's Juggalo is not what you think. Like, dead ass. When people try to pinpoint what a Juggalo is and what a Juggalo looks like, you're never gonna know. Like, that's the thing, is like, and when Ouija Mac comes in with a culture and there's a lot of younger people listening to the music and the older people are judging them, like, well, you don't know shit about Little Bots, you don't know shit about this, bro.
I honestly think that we are starting to break that mold a little bit, though. Because with some normies and shit, bro, it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, you guys are supposed to be, like, acceptable, aren't you? Like, you accept everybody. Like, I hear that a lot now, man. So I think we are starting to really break that mold a little bit. And people are starting to see us as, like, the ever-accepting, you know.
And Ouija also said, speaking on, you know, you said you never know really who's the Juggalo and blah, blah, blah. When you see a Juggalo, you know it's a Juggalo.
I think Ouija's last album, Detritus, was interesting simply for the fact that, like, the output, the fact that he was able to put out another album at the beginning of the year, putting out the one with Golden BSP, to put out another album. Ouija's doing something really special, and I think what's gonna happen in the community is a couple of years are gonna pass, and his output might not be as consistent, and we're gonna miss times like 2022, 2023, where he was constantly putting out. And there's gonna come a time where Ouija might drop once a year, you know, or maybe I'm wrong, and Ouija Mac is a machine, and this motherfucker's gonna do it forever, but there's a lot of content out there that Ouija Mac's putting on. And Rude Boy said it himself. He's the hardest working man, not just in the Juggalo world, but in, like, the industry at large. No one's doing it better than Ouija Mac, bro. And he's proved it. We saw it on tour. You guys saw it in Virginia Beach as well as Chapel Hill. The Chapel Hill show was nutty. And when y'all went to the VA Beach show, I remember being jealous, but then it didn't look as lit. Like, there wasn't as many stage dives. And I was
I'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, so stage-wise, stage production, all that shit, venue-wise, it was good, right? Like, I mean, fucking, that backdrop was amazing.
Yep.
As far as the crowd goes, yeah, I will say fucking Chapel Hill was a lot more lit because, I mean, you had to literally look out for motherfuckers falling from the stage or diving from the stage.
Right, there was, like, 12 people that stage dive at Chapel Hill. It was so live.
Right?
We also got more news. We also got more gathering events, if I'm not mistaken.
I do know that Arrested Development got announced for the gathering. I was very excited that, like, because, like, Arrested Development, I know, like, here's another thing. I'm 27 years old, right? You think I wouldn't know them, you know what I'm saying? I'm very older for my time. Arrested Development is, like, so fresh, man. That's, like, someone that would have been on my wish list. Like, this gathering lineup is shaping up to be, like, hella good, bro. Because they announced City Morgue. Then they announced Arrested Development. Oh. I know I'm probably missing someone else. They announced Hex today, which, you know, was a foregone conclusion, but still fresh.
Kung Fu Vampire.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Vampire, bro. We're talking with getting him on the show very soon. I'm very happy to have Kung Fu Vampire.
It's been a couple years since we've seen Kung Fu Vampire as well.
I think
2019 was his last year, yeah.
The one hip hop dance people too.
Right. Oh, yep. And then we also got one of the homies and fucking Thuggalo Show alumni, if you will, Clownwiz, is hosting a fucking party. The Black Light Flashlight Glow Stick Blast Off fucking party.
You know that's going to be fucking off the hook right there.
Complex Mothra. He said Nodus, bro. I forgot about Nodus.
Yeah.
They were nice as well. That's huge. Yep. If you're like a Wicked Shit aficionado, I don't even know how I forgot that. Like, that's going to be wild, bro. I hope they get main stage. That's my criticism with Nodus. Don't put them on side stage. I want Nodus on main stage.
Yeah, because Isham last year was fucking was side stage at 3 o'clock in the morning, which was dope. The ambiance and the fucking environment was there.
There's a method to putting people on in that spot, because, like, here's the thing with
there
it.
Is.
It's either they're going to be so popping that late night show is going to have a different type of energy that it's going to make. It might not have been as lit on main stage. I get why some things are booked the way they are. I did think Green Jelly was misplaced last year. But I understood that was probably just a measure because they played main stage the year before.
But Mushroom Head last year playing second stage.
Oh, man. Like,
they tore the fucking shit out of that. And it was late at night because it was postponed because of the rain, wasn't it?
No, it was right after Ouija set. Or no, it was right after Clown set.
The point is, it was a late second stage, and it was the energy was still fucking there because.
Oh man, what a fucking show Mushroom Head put on last year. Or it might have just been because I was fucking under the influence, but.
Yeah, but no,
I think it was a premium. Jesus.
The fuck. That noise is a Thuggalo. I do have stale news. We were going to have Face Tap Mommy was going to be the page of the week tonight. Unfortunately, she's dealing with an emergency, and I don't think we're going to be able. It's pretty bad. Hold up. Let me ask her if I can say what happened.
I mean, it's probably better not even.
No, it's not. It's not like. It's not like. I made it sound darker than it is. It's it's not that bad, but it's still bad enough to where it's like, yeah, you're good. Like, I understand.
It's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. I was very happy to have Face Tap Mommy on the show tonight. Unfortunately, guys, she will not be here, but I done asked her. She will reschedule. Face Tap Mommy.
In the future,
Mommy,
she will be face here. Face
Tap. Right. Maybe she can come tomorrow, possibly. Hey.
Multiple pages of the week tomorrow.
Hey, why not? When you're reading a book, bro, some people be skimming because you know what that chapter's about.
You know, sometimes pages get stuck together.
Hey, Face Tap Mommy's pages are stuck at my house, bro.
Chapter is stuck together in my book. If I'm not going
sticky as hell. If you know what I'm saying. Look up not Face Tap Mommy. Damn. Okay, so there's an emergency, and if she gives me consent to say what happened, I will say it. But Face Tap Mommy, hope you feel better, and if you want to come on tomorrow, you can. If not, we'll reschedule in the future. As it pertains to the Rude Boy and DJ Carlito, I haven't heard anything, man. Nothing. So, like, I tried to reach out to them. Their phone died. That's very unfortunate. But, like, Austin preferred... Yeah. We'll get them on. Like, we'll get them back on, bro. Because that conversation was fire.
They had the Trailer Park Cinderella special going on where it's just a phone propped up against two books and...
Yep.
No phone charger attached.
That happens.
There's two empty bottles of tequila and the corks on the back. So it was really hard.
Yeah.
I do want to say thank you to everyone that joined us tonight. We might be cutting the show short tonight if I don't get in contact with Rudy and Carlito, but that's fine. You know why? Because this week of the Thuggalo show really ain't on some, like, see you next week. We're going to be back tomorrow with easily the biggest show of our career.
Double dipping once again.
Onstead, you dipped out for a moment, but what I was saying when you dipped out was, like, people might be like, oh, man, the show's going to get cut short tonight. Well, bro, tomorrow is possibly the biggest show in Juggalo YouTube history.
Right.
So, like, we're already working overtime anyway.
Where else are you going to catch the motherfucking Duke on a YouTube channel but here, right?
I just hope the Duke charges his phone.
A StreamYard channel.
Hey, man. Shout out to everyone Jay, in the chat, man.
If you're watching, make sure your phone's at 100%, yeah. Dog. We want to get all the little bit of knowledge out of you.
A little power pack, man. That's all you need. A little, like...
I do want to give the Barrio a little more time because I don't want it to be like we go off the air. Right. Like, whoa, you could just come back on. I'm like, man, now we got to, like...
Then we'll be triple dipping the fucking chip.
We could possibly triple dip the chip. I'm not anti-triple dipping the chip, but, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, so I'm going to dip some queso in that hoe. You feel me?
Damn.
Right.
And you know what? If we got the opportunity to just talk, bro, I'm going to be real because Mexican food is bomb as fuck, and I'm jealous that I consumed none of it today. And I love Mexican food.
I might want to talk about what I ate today because I know I got two chefs fucking on the camera below me.
Yeah, man. Don't be a food elitist.
I'm not going to. Like, I already bastardized the fucking tequila enough by chasing it with Red Bull. I ain't going to talk about how I ate Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Really?
Man, I was hungry after work.
So you just decided, you know what? Let's go fucking celebrate the most Spanish of days with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, hey, on some real shit, Taco Bell, out of, like, just business awareness, should shut down on Cinco de Mayo out of respect.
They should.
Because,
you're
like,
right.
If, just like, I'm doing an appreciation of the culture. Taco Bell is straight up selling tacos, claiming they're some authentic ass shit.
That's white people tacos to the max, man.
Right, right. So, out of respect, they should, like, shut down on Cinco de Mayo, you know, out of respect.
I might have been born in Oklahoma, but we already done established that fucking British as fuck, bro.
Zitro said, that's a cooler move, son.
Right? Hey,
he had to go get that Blaha Blast.
Did you see that video Zitro put out with Clooner recently, the music video that they put out together? Because they played last night, and Onstead, I thought was going to be there, and wasn't.
Right?
Yeah,
what? And find his Chewbacca outfit.
Unfortunately, I couldn't make the fucking show last night. Yeah.
It
looked lit,
though.
I was very tore up. Yes, it looked like
lit.
A good fucking time.
I saw the homie Made West Monster there, and I was like, damn,
yep.
It would have been dope for Onstead to link up with him again.
Yep. Mushroom I was very upset with myself that I didn't end up going.
Aw, Kenny was there? Juggalo with the GoPro was there?
Yep.
Damn, yep. Bro. Onstead is getting hit with just, like, shame. Shame.
My right head fell through last night, so I couldn't.
It's a local. It was a localish show for the man.
It was an hour and a half away from me.
Shout out Underpaid Andy for getting all that.
For putting on that fucking show because it was a great. The crowd looked fucking lit last night.
We got Mikey Sears, bro. Y'all rocking with that new 2 dope cut. We mentioned that earlier, Mikey. Fire, man, Shaggy. I was kind of waiting for more. Because, like, in my mind, I was thinking, oh, is there more? And it was just the track. And I was like,
I'm ready
damn.
For that tour. Like, for real, for real. That tour is going to be awesome, man.
Do y'all want to announce some shit off the cuff what we trying to do for that tour straight up?
Go for it.
I'm asking permission straight up from Onstead Elixir because, like, we're very secret about shit.
Look, dude, we be chucking dates. We be chucking so many dates around at each other that it's literally, I cannot even keep up anymore. So it's literally, like, I start planning, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the fucking tour date, and then as soon as I get done planning that one and we get to
We're back on the road again.
One, right?
I'm going to go ahead and spill this sauce because I think it's interesting. The homies at Team MUJ have invited the Thuggalo Show to do a live stream with them at Jiggy Fresh's home, which I think is just beautiful that they're allowing us into their home to do a collab show. I think that's beautiful, and I was flattered that they felt like the Thuggalo Show was worthy of doing such a thing. So I want to make a thank you to Bobby Blaze, Prez Murderous, Poggler, and Jiggy Fresh, and their entire family and everyone that fucks with them. Team UJ is the shit.
Oh, yeah.
We're thinking about going to the Joliet date because they live right around the way. We're thinking about going to the Joliet date of the Shaggy 2 Dope Quest for the Ultimate Groove Tour, yep. Linking up with Midwest United Juggalos. I know they call Team MUJ. We're going to call them Team MUT that night. It's Midwest United Thuggalos. And I'm thinking, how fresh would it be if the three of us and Jay, if he's available to come as well, were able to link up with them in a super show? A Team MUJ Thuggalo Super Show, and I believe that's August 11th is when all that shit's going down. And
after
I heard Bridget
the gathering.
Bites. Heard Bridget Bites is thinking about pulling up too. So like
damn.
It would be.
That's
would
a fucking.
Be,
that's a super group right there.
It
will.
Would be a super group, man. And I think it'd be a great opportunity for us to kick it with Team MUJ, who's been. They've been like doing what we're doing for a long time, like especially
oh,
as
yeah.
it pertains to paying homage to like Chapter 17 and Ouija Matt specifically. And they're great guys, they're great human beings, and they care about the culture just like we do. And like Mikey's saying in the chat, bro, like it needs to happen, bro. That collab finna be lit. I agree.
Right, and then why stop there? And so we know that's the second to the last day of the tour, and then there's one more stop after that, and that's going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So that's on our way back home. Why the fuck aren't we going to stop
why
there?
Wouldn't we, why wouldn't we make that one? We'd be dumb to miss that one.
Exactly, right?
So
the very next day.
Pretty much that being said, you're going to catch a lot of Thuggalo Show representative around that tour. And also the Three-Headed Monster Tour, because there's fucking... We got the Pontiac show up here at the Crowfoot that I'll be attending, that I'm sure Jay will be attending. And then we also got the Grand Rapids show that I'm sure fucking... That we'll be at as well. So there will be a lot of Thuggalo show representation at a lot of the... At both of these tours coming up. So,
you know what I'm excited about is the fact that Shaggy the Airhead's going to be on that whole
yes.
tour. Oh, yes.
He's
yes.
going to be on that whole tour. He deserves it, man. Good for him. Very proud of Shaggy the Airhead.
That man has been grinding his ass off, not just this year, but the last fucking 2 years since he... I remember at 2021, the Lazy and Crazy booth, so there was so much shit at walking around the gathering, man. That's all you've seen everywhere was Lazy and Crazy motherfuckers. Everywhere. And it's so gorgeous to see that shit, man. We got our own underground designer fashion. Come on, now.
I know we got Stoney, that's gather.network in the chat. He lives out in Denver, like, right. He lives next door to the fucking ROTC. There's going to be a time where Thuggalo Show is at the ROTC with our boy Stoney Lowe, for sure.
Oh,
big
yeah.
facts. I love them.
Look, I want to fly out literally just so I can smoke some weed at a McDonald's at the airport. Somebody told me that shit, man.
They lying. No.
I don't know, but fuck it. I'm gonna do it anyways.
I wanna
I'm
say
gonna
this,
do it anyways.
Man, I wanna say if anyone plans on going to that show, please be safe getting to and from where you're going, because
yeah.
like Ouija says, you know, he don't care about the motherfucker you hit, he cares about you type shit. And I respect that sentiment. But we are reaching the hour mark. We had a great time. Okay,
real
sure,
quick,
yeah.
before we close it out, I do want to say how after we unfortunately lost Rudy and Carlito and our page of the week didn't show up, we still peaked at like 31 people watching tonight. So we want to thank all 31 of you motherfuckers, 32,
oh, yeah, sure.
37, 17 of you motherfuckers that sticked around tonight just to listen to our bullshit rambling, too. On a Cinco de Mayo, when you guys could be out at the bar taking fucking tequila shots like we've been fucking doing all night.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I did want to say, like, the phrasing of, like, our page of the week didn't show up. I do want to preface, like, FaceTap Money
yes.
had all
Sorry.
Intentions.
Sorry. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. No, I didn't think it was a slight at all. I was just saying, like, just for transparency, if anyone's listening, because I know people take things at face value type shit.
Right.
FaceTap Mommy had all the intentions of being here tonight. It was just a crazy incident happened with FaceTap Mommy. You feel me? So I do want to say,
we will be seeing her in the future. She will be making her Thuggo Show appearance in the future. Unfortunately, shit happens, you know.
I do want to say this. I mean, the chat seems to be here. So chat, if you want us to talk about something, you got the Thuggo Show here. What do y'all want to talk about? You know what I want to talk about? The gathering is in like 60 days. I mean, how many days is it at this point? 2 months from today is the first day.
Woody, where are you at?
Woody with the countdown. I mean, today's the 5th, exactly, right? That's man. The first day is the 5th July, so it's 2 months from today.
Damn. True. 60 days, then?
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, the Gathering is a very special place. I want everyone to know that Thuggalo Show obviously is going to be in full effect at the Gathering, but I want it to be transparent. I want it to be transparent to everyone. If you come up to the Thuggalo Show, and we know that you fuck with us, and we know that you support and you really like what we do, whether it's on social media, the show itself, or seeing us out and about shows like, hey, Onstead Elixir, I was, but bro, that's Virginia Beach where a homeboy was eating at a pizza place, man, and saw y'all. Can y'all explain how that story went?
So go ahead, man.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
So we're literally walking down the, like, fucking drag of Virginia Beach where all the shops are, just chilling, fucking... We just got drinks, didn't we? So, we're sitting there with fucking big-ass drinks, getting our tourist on. We literally didn't have any fucking Chapter 17 on. I think I had my shorts on. So that was the only C-17 thing in my hat. Other than that, we look super fucking touristy. And we're just walking down the beach. And somebody just fucking runs out, pushes the door open, and he's like, Onstead Elixir? And we just like,
so fresh.
So at first we're walking down, like, so when we first passed the window of the restaurant, we were, I looked into it, and you know what I mean? We, like, me and the ninja, we made eye contact, and he kind of nodded ahead. And it, like, yeah, I could tell it took him a minute too to realize who I was, because by the time, you know, we had walked past the restaurant like 20 feet, he had already come out and was like, "Yeah, that was fucking Onstead and Elixir." So yeah, it's fresh as fuck just to be like it, you know, even without fucking being all Chapter 17'd out or anything like that.
And a bit of extra freshness is apparently this motherfucker, sorry, this ninja, had tweeted not even 3 to 4 minutes before this, where are all the Virginia Beach ninjas at? And apparently we had just walked past him right after he had tweeted that. So the fucking carnival was in full effect that fucking day. It was so gorgeous. So gorgeous.
Hell yeah. You know what? Did we ever get an official ruling on the trash or fire? Because I know we came out half. Chat right now.
But tequila. I do want to say real quick, though.
Go ahead.
61 days.
61 days.
I did get the Woody count. It is 61 days.
If it, bro, the Woody count is the law.
That's the clock.
If he said it's 80 days, I believe him.
This image is Bender with face paint and a flag in space. This motherfucker. Bender from Futurama. Yeah, exactly. All right, like, oh, yeah, he comes up with some crazy ass shit, bro.
I see Jake is getting a straw poll. That's a good idea, but where everyone's on a YouTube chat, I don't know if that would work smoothly.
It's a good idea.
I see a lot of fires. Jake. Wakanda fire, Connor fire. Hey, we're gonna call this the way it is. Trash or fire, Jake. What's your call, Jake? I want to say shout out to Jake. Just a little inside baseball for anyone that's a fan of the Thuggalo Show.
Stony's saying it's trash.
Stony says tequila's trash. Why do I think he's capping? I thought Stony would be a tequila guy. You can't boof tequila, is that why?
That's like, probably it. It burns too much.
Bro, my asshole hair is burned. Hey, shout out Stony Low, man. We love you, dog. It's good to see you in the chat every time. I see a lot of fires. Jake. Little Jake Taffy says trash. Fire. Okay, Jake's got fire. We're coming up on a critical vote now. Kenny says fire.
Ooh, that's a lot of fires.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fires. And I'll tell you what, man, I went through like 3.5 bottles so far, and I'm pretty goddamn drunk. So I'm saying fire again.
Fat Pat doesn't have a fire. What's his favorite drink? Kool-Aid, dog? Like, it's trash or fire?
Whoa! No! Whoa! What's wrong with Kool-Aid? I love some goddamn Kool-Aid.
I'm not shitting on Kool-Aid. It just I don't think that Fat Pat is like a drinker. I could be wrong. We got Melissa Williams, Aunt Carmen. Shout out Aunt Carmen. Aunt Carmen is Lolo.
Yes,
Flavor-Aid. See, I told you he's up to Flavor-Aid. I've been through that. Ivy Killa said fire. So, guys, I think.
It's
and Malachi,
fire.
It's a fire. Go ahead and play the fire sounder for sure.
With the fancy bottles of tequila at that.
That's the shit we can't afford, bro.
Yep. As hey, I sit here with my mini bottles, I don't give a fuck.
I can barely afford the cobbler water.
on a serious note, I know there's a lot of people in the chat because they're like, you know, the Thuggalo show is going to have Violent J on tomorrow. And I'm just going to be real with y'all, man. I'm going to be real with everyone watching the show tonight. I want to thank everybody that has supported the Thuggalo show through thick and thin. I know when we started this venture, there was a lot of discussion of who we were and where we came from. I want it to be very evident and very clear that we have the intentions of the culture always. And it's been very important for us to do that. And you can ask Onstead and Elixir. That shit's tatted on Onstead's hand. That's for life.
Right.
This is not a joke. This is not a hobby. Like, this is what we give a fuck about. Every day I wake up, I'm thinking about how I can improve the Thuggalo show. Every time I go to bed, I'm thinking about what do I have to do for the Thuggalo show tomorrow. Whether it comes to the models, Stony Low, my best friend Jake, who got my confidence to get back on YouTube after taking a year off, Elitzer and Onstead, who were lost after they got fucked with royally, and they were like, bro, we need a new home type shit. We need, like, a new place to be. And we found it. We found
and we made it,
together.
Thuggalo
show. And they, absolutely. And yesterday, I don't know if y'all know this, but yesterday was the 6-month anniversary of our first stream, you know? Our first stream was very humble, very quiet, no guests, no extras. It was very, this is who we are type shit. And that's Jay Herm. Y'all see him right there.
And
Jay Herm, part of this team.
How weird is it that even though we didn't intend it, that's how it's ending, this episode?
It's interesting. It's, I'm just gonna be real, man. Like, Violent J pulling up on the Thuggalo show doesn't just happen. He doesn't do this for everyone, you know? And I think it's important that we all know, all four of us on panel, we know what we have to do. And we're confident in our ability to facilitate it, you know? And I just want to thank everyone that actually gives a fuck about what we do every week, that we do it for you, and there's no bullshit. Like, I wear these to be funny, you know? I don't give a fuck about clout. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Violent J's coming on the Thuggalo show tomorrow, y'all. He's coming on here not because he's big Violent J, he's big clowny Violent J, he's here to, you know, throw Faygo and rap. He's coming on here for the Thuggalos, for you, for the culture. Because when that man, when he's on stage, bro, he don't get to be on the ground. He don't get to be a Juggalo, just one of the Juggalos in the crowd. And
he don't get to absorb that shit that we get to absorb every time we hear him speak. So,
100%.
For him to be here tomorrow, enjoying Juggalo time, is fucking great.
Tomorrow, the Thuggalo show will return with the Duke of the Wicked, Violent J. Thank you for watching. I'm always Joe Part Cinderella, joined by Elitzer, Onstead, and behind the boards, Jay Herm, the director. Whoop whoop. Thank you for
tomorrow,
watching the Thuggalo show.
10 p.m. Pull the fuck up. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Hey, this is Ouija Mac, the ugliest Juggalo that ever fucked your bitch. Tune into the Thuggalo podcast, or you.